Memorial Drive. When we arrived, what had been Elysian Fields in New Orleans became Memorial Drive, Atlanta. Memorial Drive, haunted by memorialized Confederates, ghost soldiers on the trails of slaves railing against their captive plight into night. Memorial Drive, a dividing line in the city too busy to hate, a city that separates at fault lines that traces to quakes like the 1906 riot of race when Atlanta reverberated with postbellum rage and chose the birth of a nation in its postpartum fate. In the quiet sense, a Cold War is contained, insulated by economics, discreet deals between the city's gray elite in back rooms where they trade neighborhoods for a tenth of influence, public schools for public faces in places of power, a black bourgeoisie bold between columns of white power structure, a privileged minority of the black majority, precisely placed to placate the masses to avoid another rupture. It is the South. Gorgeous Atlanta, where a universe of trees bursts with hidden streams that soothe heat like phoenix tears, resurgent in the gleam of glass towers, magnificent as antlers on a buck, where hilly, radiant seasons bloom as flowers and offer a rhythm that frees one from feeling stuck, that breeds in one a sense of luck, where change is always around a bend in time, where struggle can turn to hustle and be the breath of a success that ends in rhyme. We were welcomed to Atlanta, the Elysian Fields of the South, an ornate Gothic steeple teetering atop the Southern Dream. Along Memorial Drive, on one side you can see a tide of wealth rise through the hip of Cabbage Town, up the funk of Little Five to crest in the mansions of Inman Park and up, up into the mirrored glitter of Midtown skies. Along Memorial Drive, on the other side, it looks like Katrina hit Normandy. A barren beachhead littered like a little Vietnam with hollowed out broken brick ranches, graffiti castles, and a haunted high-rise that litters the sky. When we New Orleans gypsy cousins flooded Atlanta in caravans, she extended a hand of Christian charity and then clutched her purse. It's taken a decade to begin to understand Atlanta's curse and why her lips are pursed along Memorial Drive.